I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. It is an exciting day, and I'll be relatively brief because we have to cut a ribbon. Howard Zimsky never listens to me. I said to him, do not try to be funny. This is the National Comedy Center. Just avoid it. But he tried, and he is funny. He is naturally funny. But even more, he is a great economic development genius for the state of New York, and he's done great work. Let's give him a round of applause. Howard Zemsky. Jeremy Gunderson and Tom Benson, thank you so, so much for this gift. Let's give them a round of applause for their good work. Mayor Sam Teresi, pleasure to be with you, all the local officials, Senator Young and Assemblyman Andy Goodell, who have are partners in this effort. The state is proud to be the largest investor in this National Comedy Center, and it wouldn't happen without Kathy Young and Andy Goodell. So thank you very much. Let's give them a round of applause. You know, there are many facets to what we're doing today with this opening. On a parochial interest, as governor is investing money from the state of New York, it's about economic development, it's about jobs. That's the motivation for the state government. And I'm excited about the Comedy Center's potential in that regard. I think it's going to be synergizing and catalyzing tourism for the entire region. We already see it coming. We felt it developing. We have invested in it on the state side, and it's been a great, great success. You know, for many years, upstate New York was a secret. You know, we didn't advertise it. We didn't get it out. We didn't talk about the assets that we have. We get 50 million international tourists to New York City, but we never said that's only half the New York story. Come see New York City, but then we have a whole second chapter of upstate New York and history and rural beauty and nature, and it's all together. And we've been doing that through the I Love New York campaign that is telling the world about upstate New York. And it is working. Tourism has been a phenomenal industry and a phenomenal growth industry. Over 240 million visitors. The state hit a new record in terms of tourism. It's up 20% in the amount of income that we're generating. It's now over a $100 billion industry for the state of New York. So it really is big business. It's over $550 million now for the Chautauqua-Allegheny area alone. And I think this is going to take those numbers and bring them to a new level. And it's not just the Comedy Center. It's the combination. It's the synergy with the new hotels that have been done, with Riverwalk, with the Jamestown downtown redevelopment, the DRI that you won, Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant. So congratulations to that, with the Winter Garden. And Western New York overall is having a resurgence. Howard, who's a Buffalo boy, talks about the Buffalo Western New York resurgence all the time. Young people coming back, believe it or not, millennials coming back. So from an economic point of view, job generating point of view, it's all good news. And I think this investment by the state is going to reap dividends. And that's why I'm proud to do it on behalf of the people of the state. But there's another facet also, which is this is a more powerful story of just realizing a dream. This, in the 1980s, Council on the Arts went to Lucille Ball and said, you know, we'd like to do a Lucille Ball Comedy Center in Jamestown. And she said, well, I think you should think bigger. And not just about Lucille Ball, it should be a national center for the art of comedy. because that's what comedy is, and it should celebrate the art, and it should be about not just one person, Lucille Ball, it should be about a national center for the art. And that started a long, long journey. And Tom Benson and Journey Apley Gunderson had a dream, they had a vision, and they chased it, and they refused to be deterred. They said, we are going to make it happen, no matter how seemingly difficult it is, $50 million, where do we start? They refused to fail. And they said, we're going to make this happen. And that story is the New York story. Howard said, we're all New Yorkers. If there's a commonality to New Yorkers, it is that spirit. We have a dream, we have a vision, and we're going to make it happen, and we are not going to be deterred. That's what made New York, New York. Everything we did was impossible when it was first mentioned. The Erie Canal was impossible. Governor DeWitt Clinton, they wanted to impeach out of insanity for posing the idea. That's how outrageous it was. Every engineering marvel, all the bridges, all the tunnels, all the buildings, they were all impossible. And the New York spirit said, we can make it happen. Even though everybody says it can't be done, we can do it. And this is a metaphor for that spirit. And it's a spirit that upstate New York has to rekindle. Because it has been a long period of decline for upstate New York, but those days are gone. And the days of potential are back. The economy is coming back. Young people are coming back. You have a new partner in state government. And the sky is the limit. And there's nothing that we can't do. We are New Yorkers. And when we come together, we can do anything. And this National Comedy Center says that also. And it says that in a way that is going to bring national attention to Jamestown. And it'll be good for the economy. People will pay taxes. We'll make the mayor happy. People will have jobs. But it's also good for the spirit, and it's good for the persona of New York. New York is back, and Jamestown is back, and Western New York is back, and the National Comedy Center is just another manifestation of that revitalization. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, and God bless you.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.